Arizona's sandy dunes were famously used as the otherworldly backdrop of Tatooine in the original Star Wars trilogy. And the desert landscape near Page acted as a chimp planet for both the original and the 2001 reboot of Planet of the Apes. But one small valley in southern Arizona is celebrated in a film that's less apocalyptic and more Americana. KJZZ's Claire Caulfield takes us there for the latest story in our Untold Arizona series.
Hollywood in the 1950s was buzzing with excitement. That legendary composing duo Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein were preparing to transform their wildly successful musical Oklahoma into a feature film. But they'd have to leave the soundstage behind to give proper homage to the vastness of Oklahoma pre-statehood.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
The musical is set in 1906, when location scouts started looking for a place to film in Oklahoma just 47 years later. They couldn't find a single suitable spot, says Arizona State historian Marshall Trimble.
They logged in 250,000 miles traveling around Oklahoma. Everywhere they looked, an oil well would pop up. You look over here and airplanes are going over making a lot of noise. They were looking for something with wide open spaces.
Legend has it a scout was thumbing through an Arizona Highways magazine when he saw a photo essay about the San Rafael Valley, a small patch of land about 40 miles east of Nogales.
It was just a beautiful country, and you've got the lush green valley in the summertime.
So the studio set up shop. The cast and crew stayed in Nogales and traveled hours to filming locations in remote areas around southern Arizona.
The main actors were in limousines, of course, on a dirt road that was getting washed out quite regularly during the summertime.
Former U.S. Representative Jim Colby was about 12 years old when a scene from the movie was filmed on his family's ranch. He remembers watching flatbed trucks carry stalks of corn past his school window.
They planted it all down near Nogales, which is much warmer, and then they transported each corn plant in a pot up to the San Rafael Valley and planted it in when they were starting the actual filming. The corn was still not quite as high as an elephant's eye, as they like to say there.
But it's not just the stunted corn that gives away the true location of Aunt Eller's farm.
There's too much mountainous topography.
That's Stephen Semkin, a geology professor at Arizona State University, who's also worked in the Sooner State.
It's quite flat. And then if you contrast that to this relief map of Arizona, you can see that most of Arizona is much higher than that. And certainly, if I were an Oklahoman and looking at that movie, I would say, well, that's not home. That's not okay.
What is similar between Oklahoma and Arizona is the experience of early settlers. It took immigrants to the Arizona Territory almost 50 years to lobby for statehood, says historian Marshall Trimble.
When you're a territorial citizen, you're really a second-class citizen. You can't vote for the president. You can't pick your governor.
A lot has changed in Arizona since those frontier days, and since the golden age of Hollywood, when Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones crooned to one another in a golden valley framed by the purple peaks of the Huachuca Mountains. But the San Rafael Valley of today?
It's just like it was 150 years ago, 175 years ago.
Park Ranger Alan Clemens is caretaker of the San Rafael State Natural Area. He lives on the land with his trusty sidekick, a chunky corgi named Fargo. The 3,500 acres under Clemens and Fargo's care is an expansive wash of soft golden grass. Large, fluffy clouds hang in the crystal blue sky, and all you can hear is the wind.
And there's no power lines, no houses, no roads. It's 45 minutes to pavement.
Dozens of other classics like Little House on the Prairie, McClintock, and Tom Horn were filmed in this valley, all romanticizing but preserving America's connection to the settlers who laid the groundwork for towns, cities, and states most Americans live in today.
We hope to make it the same, you know, never let it change.
And it's not just this small corner of the state. Arizona has 90 protected wilderness areas to ensure millions of acres can remain wild and free.
We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand.
Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, reporting from the San Rafael Valley.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma.